Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's one thing most of us would agree on right now, it is that there is a significant amount of economic uncertainty in our country, which is why our next guest says that it's important to be thinking long-term, and that means having a financial plan with a long-term perspective. Peter Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors, and we have him on the phone from his office in Columbia. Pete, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thank you for having me again.
So our topic today, thinking long-term, kind of helps you through these types of times here where there is a lot of uncertainty with the stock market, with the economy. Walk us through this process.
Sure. My goal for today is really just to talk about how the financial planning process creates long-term thinking, which can help when the short-term news flow is really scary. The idea of financial planning is to map out a series of cash flows based on multiple variables that we would plug in. So, and oftentimes when we do a retirement income plan for a client, it actually takes into account different scenarios of crazy markets or scary markets, if you will. For example, when we simulate whether a client is going to be able to meet their goals in retirement, whether that's 10 years from now, 5 years from now, if they're in it, we take into account times where there's lots of uncertainty. That is built into their plan. So when clients call and ask about what we should be doing in times of uncertainty, oftentimes the answer is we've already taken that into account during their financial planning process.
Well, walk us through an actual scenario then. What would be this part of the plan that prepares them for times like this?
The answer is nothing fully prepares you for these types of situations. I was listening to a podcast this morning, actually, and it talks about how every time that a scary market starts, it's typically something different. I mean, even if we just look back over the last 10 years, right? So whether it be tariffs or whether it would be inflation or a pandemic or a financial crisis and so on and so forth. Those are all very unique and scary times. But what we can point back to is how all of these scary markets ended. And I thought that was interesting. What can prepare is to look back at history and to look at how these things resolved. They all resolved themselves in some way, shape, or form. That also can provide some form of comfort in what we believe. Now, there is no guarantee that everything is going to end the exact same way, but it does give us an idea of how markets have recovered during these events. So that is one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is if we're looking at something 20 years away for someone who's planning on retirement, and let's just say they're accumulating in their 401ks and saving in IRAs, building their resources, market fluctuations aren't such a bad thing, right? Because now they're buying shares at a lower price. And we're worried about what happens 20 years from now, not what happens today. So I think the scariness can be relative depending on where you are on your time frame. But by zooming out and looking long term, I think it can bring comfort to people to know that they are not going to be impacted in a way that maybe it feels when things are uncertain and the news is scary and this time it feels different.
And even when you reach retirement, there still may be 20 to 30 years on your time horizon.
That is absolutely right. You know, a good financial plan should account for, I mean, really, your financial plan ends when you are no longer here. So, you know, we talk to clients about their plan being not to retirement, but through retirement, and then working hopefully with their heirs, you know, about their estate when they're no longer with us. So you're absolutely right. You know, even while you're in retirement, once again, a plan should take into account what sort of income will you be able to produce, and that should also take into account what happens during good markets and bad markets, and having some form of a stress test on that, because we know that markets, when we look over long periods of time, typically generate the returns that we need, but there's still going to be times where they are, you know, they're not consistent every year, right? We're going to have down markets, and that is okay, and to point to the plan and show that you still need to stay invested. And that could be a topic for another day because, you know, the answer is never we are making changes to the portfolio because of the short-term scariness, because that is a, to me, that's a fool's errand.
Well, Pete, thank you so much for the information today and your time.
Mike, thank you again. Pleasure being with you.
Pete Pidgeon is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. And remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.